We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors Budget Hearing Meeting to order at 8:02 on the clock. We will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgen, Schuler, Tiemann, Swavely, and Lytle. There's a sign-up sheet on the table to my right for anybody that would like to speak at the public hearing. I would ask for a motion to go into public hearing at 8:02 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Schuler. Public hearings for the purpose of hearing support, opposition, or suggestions from taxpayers relating to the following proposed fiscal year 22-23 county budget. Please vote. 5 in favor. Motion carries. We're in public hearing. Once again, there's a sign-up sheet for anyone that would like to speak about the budget on the table to my right. This year's budget, as we talked about before, we will have our last two payments to the Beatrice 6, one in anticipated in September, one anticipated in May. Those will be big ticket items. Overall, our tax asking will go down by 6.658%, approximately. Our total general fund tax asking for 22-23 will be 11.770447.97, so about 11.75 million dollars. The property difference from last year, our values increased by 6.52%. We'd said around 7% increase countywide in valuations. The tax levy for the same amount of property taxes last year would have been 0.366 if we went off of the same as last year. The request this year, the tax rate, the mill levy would be for the county 0.34163. If you remember, years ago, before the original Beatrice 6, the mill levy was approximately 0.38. So that gives an idea of where we're at there. Based on the proposed tax request and changes in other revenue, the total operating budget for Gage County will decrease by 4.16% from last year. So in the meeting, it's not an overage meeting. What's the meeting called for all the entities that that are over their maximum allowable or over their allowable 2%? Yeah. What?
Oh, that's allowable growth. That's a joint public hearing.
Joint public. It's just called the joint public hearing. So at the joint public hearing, anyone that would be going up by over 2% would have to give a presentation there. I believe the city of Beatrice will not be, but each of the schools will be. We will. They will? Okay, that's not what it sounded like on the radio the other day. But if they are going over, we will be going down by 4.16% this year, not up. The unused budget authority for next year that could be asked for will be 1.209. So there is unused taxing authority. I guess we have no one signed up to speak yet. Is there any comment from the board on the budget or any questions?
Eric?
Mr. Schuler?
So our levy is going
to 0.3463, and it was 0.38 prior to the Beatrice 6.
These are approximate. That is right, 0.34163.
Is an approximate.
That's an actual number. The number, the 0.38 prior to Beatrice 6, that's just as I remember it from a few years ago. But that should be very close.
That's a rounded number.
If you look at your sheet here, down at the bottom, it'll give you the levy request amount. And then last year's amount also on the bottom of that sheet. And then for some reason they always put on there the tax rate of prior tax request was at current valuation, what it would be. So I don't know what purpose that has, but that's always
That really doesn't mean anything, the new one, you know, using the old valuation and new request.
Yeah, it's got 2021 tax rate, 0.389, so on.
That was the county amount that we had.
So it wasn't at 50?
We were at 50. That was the total, but for the county's amount, because we give away our authority for the townships and for the fire district. So you have to add those onto that.
So the 50 would include all of those.
Everything. Yes. And that's the thing to keep in mind. Even if some of the taxing authority is not used, say we give the township 7.5 mils, if they're only at 3, that 7.5 mils is still taken out of our overall authority.
Whatever amount you give them, we lose that as our authority, whether they can use it or not. If we give them 7.5, can no longer use 7.5.
That's that much less we have.
That we can use if we have to, yes. But not everyone can get to the 7.5, but you lose 7.5, whether they, as a township member, can reach that 7.5 cents or not, if they can use it or not.
Yeah.
But we've consistently kept our spending very flat. I mean, sometimes we're probably borderline too flat, just with increases. I mean, Mr. Juergens has talked about increases in material costs, labor, equipment, and we've still stayed very flat. So each year we reevaluate, and this is the time to do it. Well, actually, weeks ago was the time to do it. Now, if something comes up today, there's still time to make a drastic change if we would have to.
Comment. And that was my concern, that I'm looking at the roads department now. I don't know about Gus, but that materials for next year, and the roads department was held flat, basically, right? That was my concern that I had. Bad winter, bad things can happen. That by holding us flat at that department, that we would run short, possibly could run short of money. But I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Might be an open winter, don't have to worry about it. But I know gravel, rock, you're going to see all that stuff up again next year. Fuel, you're going to see it there. We got a good price on fuel this last year, next year, probably not. That was my only concern on the whole thing.
And that's a very legitimate concern, too. We do have some safeguards in place. We don't have the reserves that, say, the Board of Public Works and Beatrice has, but we do have some sinking funds that could act as a cushion in worst-case scenarios. Any other comment from the board?
I was just going to say what you just said, but there are contingencies that we have that just in case, okay, so... You don't want to use them, but.
Mr. Dorn, good morning. Any comment? Mr. Lytle?
Sorry I'm late. That happens.
Anyone from the audience? It's a good budget. Like I say, budgets aren't that exciting. I know I get excited going over this with Don every year because we do have changes. The most exciting part of this budget is we are looking at the elimination of the half-cent sales tax January 1. That's a big deal. We brought the sales tax on. None of us liked it, but it was a means to an end. That sales tax worked as it was supposed to. We implemented it. We used it for a short period of time, and... we've already notified the Department of Revenue that we are taking that off a quarter in advance, which would be January 1st. Absent sales tax is gone. September payment, and then a May payment, and the Beatrice 6 payments are also done. This has allowed us to already begin dropping our tax asking next year. All things being equal and assuming a good year of assessments or at least some growth in the county, I'm hoping to see our tax asking go down again, which would be fantastic. I know I'm never supposed to say that, but it'd be great to see it go down again. So even though I know budgets aren't the most exciting part of the year and they take a lot of time, it is an exciting budget. This is one of those times that we can say we have some great news here. We've got great news. You guys should all be excited. But I'll just take the smiles as you guys are really excited, and this is going to be great. It's going to be another great year. We've got a good budget in front of us. And if there's no other comment from the public or from the board, I would ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 8:13 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely. Second by Dorn. By Lytle.
Dorn just showed up. He can't second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Lytle to come out of public hearing at 8:13 on the clock. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove resolution number
22-15.
Setting the 2022-2023 tax request at a different rate than the 2021-2022 tax request. Which, as a reminder, the new tax request would be 0.34163 for the county.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any discussion on this? Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove resolution 22-16. Adopting the county budget for fiscal year 22-23.
So move. Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Swavely. Like I say, this is a good one for Gage County. This is a major step forward. We're going to be years earlier making a big payment on an unheard-of judgment, one that none of us have ever heard of in Nebraska. The county was responsible. We kept the course. We maintained our infrastructure. We're coming out in a good position still. And at the end of the day, we can tell the taxpayers we paid this off as quickly as possible, as responsibly as possible, while still maintaining our infrastructure and taking care of our other duties. So you should all be proud of yourself, and I hope the people of Gage County are also very happy with this going as well as possible. We have a motion by Juergens, second by Swavely. Any other discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for Board of Supervisors budget hearing for 2022-2023? If not, we will adjourn this meeting at 8:16 and go back to a Board of Equalization meeting in another 14 minutes. Thank you all. We are adjourned.